For the last 2 years, the hospitality and recreation industries have suffered from the recession that's been felt everywhere, including Indian Country. Amy Wan, coordinator of the annual Native American Tourism of Wisconsin Conference, says visitor traffic is a big concern for tribes.
About 90% of our income is from tourism, and which of a majority is Indian gaming. It's the lifeblood of Native America. It funnels all the funding to all of our programs, and it takes care of all of us.
But Wan says rather than focus on how tourism has lagged for Wisconsin's 11 tribes, they'll emphasize how partnering with other tribes and the state government can help save costs and resources. That'll include promoting ventures like the Highway 41 project. Gwen Carr is its outreach coordinator and a keynote speaker at the conference. She says the Lake Butte Demore Bridge design is a great example of how state and tribal officials have worked together.
We have obelisks that show the four seasons and the representations of the moons, illustrations of the wild rice. We have 11 tribal pods. In each one of the pods, there is signage that is actually written by the tribe itself, describing either their relationship with Lake Butte Demore or however they choose to describe themselves.
Carr adds 70 Native-owned businesses are now involved in the project, and she hopes tribes consider similar efforts as they try to draw visitors to their communities. Organizers of the Native Tourism Conference are themselves working to boost traffic. They'd hope to get 200 participants signed up this week. At last count, they were about 70 shy of that goal. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.